So being a lifelong musician, I've always felt like I had an ear for things like audio fidelity. With that, a bit of emptiness in the move to MP3 and compressed music formats, knowing deep down that I'm missing something in the audible spectrum, even if some people point to science to prove it's all in the mind. Science. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that each listener feels fulfilled by what they listen to and how they listen to it. Tidal is one of the music streaming services created to appeal to people like me. People who want uncompromised sound quality beyond that of MP3. And I happen to have here these $300 Fender FX-A5 headphones to judge it with. But first, the app itself. This is Tidal's main What's New page with a carousel up top of new content. Below that, new tracks to hit the service, new albums, including David Bowie's new EP. I'll go ahead and add that to my favorites. And then I can also flick this switch so it's available to me offline. I want to do that. Beyond that, there are playlists galore, music videos, and movies and shows, which, to be honest, there's not a whole lot of those, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that. And the side slide-out tray gives instant access to Tidal's full collection of all of those categories, as well as something they call Tidal Rising. That's a section devoted to up-and-coming artists who are looking to break through. When a track is playing, you get your standard collection of controls like repeat, randoms, scrub, and all that, as well as suggested tracks down below to expand what I'm listening to. But do you see under the runtime there where it says hi-fi? That's the magic of Tidal. Subscribers to the hi-fi service can then adjust settings to allow for high-fidelity versions of songs to come through in their sonic glory. And if that's happening, that little hi-fi will be lit up white. That means that you'll get FLAC lossless 16-bit 44.1 kilohertz playback of your music, the exact same as a compact disc, as opposed to lossy compression used in other services and formats like MP3. But the ages-old question, of course, do you actually hear a difference? This will differ based on who you ask and what hardware they use to listen. If you're listening to hi-fi quality through your MacBook speakers, you're not going to notice a thing. I threw on the Fender FX-A5 headphones and did A-B tests between tracks on Tidal and on Google Play Music to see the difference. And in my time, I absolutely noticed subtle, but I think impactful differences. High frequency information was more obvious, almost shimmery without distortion or harshness. Mid-range instruments had a clarity that dropped subtly when I skipped over to Google Play Music to play it over there. Again, this stuff is next to impossible to illustrate on a podcast. It's really up to your own ears. Tidal also just announced at CES 2017 a new higher resolution section for hi-fi subscribers in their desktop app only, for now, called Tidal Masters. That brings the quality up to 96 kilohertz, 24-bit master level quality to a limited library that should grow over time. Tidal is a bit pricey. For $9.99, you get the basic, well, they call it premium service, which has access to all that Tidal offers in its catalog, minus the access to high fidelity encoding. For $19.99 per month, you get all that lossless high-res glory. Tidal does have a 30-day free trial to see if your ears can actually tell the difference. So why don't you check it out? Try Tidal today in the Play Store now.